You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean, except Mike's not here. He's on holidays. It's 9:30. I'm Jean Stillwell. What happens when books and bicycles collide? The answer is the reading line. With me to talk about the reading line are co-founder Janet Joy Wilson and program director Amanda Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with you, Janet, because I know you're going to be doing the majority of the talking because you always do.
Yeah, well, you know, if Mike Duncan was here, he would have said I was irrepressible.
That's right.
I've kept that label ever since.
Yes, it's a good label,
I think. I like it.
Right. So tell me, what is the reading line exactly?
Well, we are Toronto's only bicycle book festival. Mm-hmm. So we have programmed three locations this year, and in those locations are wonderful authors reading. But how do you get to them? Well, by bicycle. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that you start at a location, you hear and see new authors, and then as we cycle along, you can continue the conversations and the ideas that maybe have sparked from that part of the festival. So this is year four.
I know. Congratulations,
thank
by the way,
you.
Amanda and Janet.
Thank you. And this year, we've been validated, I feel, even further from the previous 3 years of success, but with money. And we are powered by Toronto Arts Council.
Congratulations.
Along with the Trans-Canada Trail, who are celebrating on August 26th their 25th anniversary. So we were able to get into receiving a grant from them as well. So to describe the festival, our book ride, we start in Scarborough, because we believe in connecting our city.
Great.
So I live far west.
Right.
I'm going an hour and a half on my bicycle east because I believe in connecting our city.
Good.
And so we found this beautiful little amphitheater next to the Massey Creek on the old Massey Estate, and it's owned by the Children's Peace Theater. Mm-hmm. And in this amphitheater within the woods, we have the following authors.
Yeah, so our first author is Adwa Badeau, who is a storyteller, African dance instructor, and drummer from Ghana, who now lives in Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
Adwa is the author of picture books and YA books, and you're in for a real treat with her. She's a wonderful presenter. We'll be featuring her novel, Aluta. It's a YA novel set on a university campus between 1981 and 1983, and it concerns student organizing and protest in the wake of the 1979 government coup. So really relevant themes for today, resistance and protest. It's also a powerful story about the heady days of young love, and Aluta is published by Groundwood Books.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside Adwa, we have the wonderful Catherine Hernandez. Catherine Hernandez's first novel is called Scarborough, and it is a novel everyone will be talking about come awards season. Catherine is a playwright and children's storyteller as well as a novelist, and Scarborough tells the story of this diverse neighborhood from a range of players. It's an unflinching look at poverty, racism, and drug use, but more than that, it's about resilience, the power of community, and the door-opening wonder of literacy. And Esper Bergman described it as, it feels at once foreign and familiar, soothing and challenging, the kind of storytelling that touches our tenderest places, the best kind of storytelling I know. And Scarborough was published by Arsenal Pulp Press.
And and we have Scarborough and Catherine there in Scarborough.
Right.
So the setting is perfect for her.
Okay.
I also wanted to shout out that we have some amazing business partners. And so we're starting that ride with, they're called Fuel Balls. Supplied by Fuel Plus. They have two locations on Church and then down in the Canary District.
Mm-hmm.
And Chester and Gary have embraced us and want to make sure that we're fueled up for our book ride.
I don't blame them.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And then as well, Curbside Cycle is giving us, for the day, Fraser. I really like this gift. Fraser the mechanic. So that if anybody has a flat tire while they're on the trail with us in the middle of nowhere, we have Fraser.
Extremely helpful.
And I've been told I do have to give him back.
Yeah. Oh, now that's
a
pity.
I know.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Janet.
He's really a
that's
lovely
too
young
bad.
Man.
Yeah. Have we described the route so far?
Well, this is what we're doing,
Jean. Oh, are you doing that, Janet?
So we started at Children's Peace Theater. And so after the two authors, then we get on our bikes and en masse, we cycle along Taylor Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the trail at one part, you're right beside the creek as it's running beside you and you're cycling and you're listening to the sounds of the water and you're having this conversation about the books you've just heard.
Right.
And we reach then the Don River, and we cycle along that path until we get to the Brickworks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we enter the Brickworks, and there
we hear from a range of authors. So one of the themes of this year's book ride is the importance of nature in the city. So we're really highlighting that through riding along the trails, riding along beautiful Taylor Creek, and then ending up right beside the Don River.
Mm-hmm.
So the first presenter at the Brickworks is Robert Burley. Robert Burley is an internationally recognized photographer, and he's presenting his new book of photos called An Enduring Wilderness. This is a look at Toronto's natural parklands, ravines, trails of the Rouge Valley,
right.
and vistas from the Scarborough Bluffs. It's stunning, but it's not just a coffee table book of gorgeous photos. It's also a collection of writing by some of Toronto's finest authors, including Anne Michaels, Leanne Simpson, George Eliot Clark, Elisa York, and more. It's a chance to see the city through a new lens, and we're pairing his presentation with a photographic slideshow so you can see the photos up close and personal. This book is published by ECW Press.
And Amanda, how do you decide what your theme is going to be each year for the ride?
Yeah, it's something that Jenna Joy and I are really passionate about, is the importance of nature in the city. And we find that Toronto can be kind of an intense place to live, has an intense climate, there's a lot of concrete, but we also have hundreds of beautiful parks, and I feel like that is one of the saving graces with the city. So we wanted to highlight that and how writers are really influenced by nature in the city, that we don't have to leave and drive 2 hours to cottage country to have some soothing nature in our lives.
And with the Reading Lines mandate of not only sharing new authors, local authors, endorsing literacy, but we also feel very passionate about cycling advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are with this fourth ride, not inner city, which we've done before, but on the trails. But the question is to you, how did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Did you come on a protected bike lane?
Right.
Unlikely.
Right.
Because there isn't one to any of those locations except for Bayview, and that's a short area.
Right.
So if I'm coming from my house, I don't have any protected bike lanes except the short bit on Bloor Street now.
Right.
So to raise awareness about the need for connecting, our city to our beautiful trail system, but that you can choose to ride your bicycle instead of having to drive your car to the Brickworks, which you could.
Right.
Take your bicycles out of the trunk and join us, or rent from Sweet Pete's a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
But we want to make it safe for you to get to any of the trails in our city.
But don't you think that awareness is greater these days?
Absolutely.
I know that a couple of years ago when I broke my wrist putting my wheel of my bike in a streetcar track because there were no trails available.
Mm-hmm.
They were all under construction or whatnot. But now we've got Adelaide and Richmond. We've got the Lakeshore, which is back in business.
Yes.
And you don't have to ride your bike on King Street.
Yeah, and I think once you start riding on those protected bike lanes, you want more. And so, and speaking of wanting more, from the Brickworks, we're going to be cycling down Bayview Avenue along that protected path down to Corktown Common. The original route was going to be along Don River Path,
right.
but that lower Don Trail is not open yet.
Okay.
So we are traveling en masse with Marshall's helping us get to Corktown Common, where we're finishing up our festival of authors.
Amanda, speaking of en masse, how many people do you accept to register?
Well, there's no cap on registration for this ride. We would love to have hundreds of people out. I mean, it is a literary festival, and it features the same authors that you'd find at the International Festival of Authors.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Solid point, Janet Joy. Thank you.
Yeah. So it's totally free. And the great thing about the Reading Line is that you have the chance to ride alongside authors and not just approach them at a signing table after an event. You get to see the authors in the environments that have inspired them. So one of the authors for whom nature is really, really key to her writing is Elisa York, and she'll be speaking at the Brickworks about her new novel, The Naturalist.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read Elisa York, I don't know what you're waiting for. Her internationally acclaimed novels include Mercy, Effigy, and Fauna, and she's been shortlisted for the Giller Prize. Fauna took us into the Don Valley. It's entirely about that location. And her new novel, The Naturalist, brings us to 1867 Philadelphia at the time when Darwin was reshaping the world. It's about a new breed of explorer, a hero, and it is a spellbinding tale of love, loss, and discovery along the Amazon. And then we'll also have Nada Hassan, who's a public health specialist who's been studying the mental health impacts of parks in the city. She'll be speaking about the intersection of urban green space, mental health, and community, and also featuring her book, Dancing in the Rain, which is about overcoming life's challenges. She is an immensely talented author and illustrator, produced this book herself. So she'll be guiding us into our final stop, Corktown Common, which is this lovely gem. This new park that's been created.
An urban prairie.
It is.
And
stunning.
And it used to be where the Pan Am athletes were
housed.
Yes,
I know it well.
And then, of course, to help with with eliminating the flooding.
Right.
So we've got Any Other Way, How Toronto Got Queer, and The Best Place on Earth. And you know what? That title is just so easy to use for promotion, because I think The Best Place on Earth is coming to our book ride on Saturday, August 26th.
I agree. Janet Joy, thank you for wrapping that up for me. So we've been speaking with Janet Joy Wilson, who is the co-founder of the Reading Line, and her program director, Amanda Lewis. And we've been talking about the Reading Line, which is a literary festival on two wheels. It's taking place this Saturday, August 26th. Now, to register, you go to thereadingline.ca. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've got on the homepage a link to the Eventbrite, just so that we know numbers.
Right,
you know?
Of course.
And can be prepared for corking of intersections and space. But the more the merrier. And you don't have to join for the entire ride. If you don't have the entire Saturday to join with us, come to the Children's Peace Theater, come to Corktown Common or Brickworks. One or all is
good to know.
Allowed.
Thank you very much, and good luck. Have fun.
Thanks so much.
You.